The government started reporting on Hispanics in the federal workforce 14 years ago because there were so few of them. Today, Hispanics make up 8.4% of the workforce. That's 2% more since that first report. Veronica Villalobos calls it slow but steady progress. She's the Office of Personnel Management's Principal Deputy Associate Director for Employee Services. As she tells Federal News Radio's Emily Kopp, certain things do make a difference.
One of the things we've found works is focusing on parts of the country where we know there are heavy Hispanic populations. So if we look at maybe the Southwest or the West, Florida, New York, we look at areas and we conduct strategic recruitment, we find we do better. We also know that if people have Hispanic employment program managers within their organizations, those folks are able to do that recruitment and outreach. And I should add that outreach is important, working with colleges and universities, with communities, job fairs, those kinds of things. And then even employee resource groups can be helpful and really connecting with the community. So while there have been these challenges, we know there are certain strategies that work very well in attracting Hispanics, and we're now able to zone in on those and make better progress.
Which are the agencies that you think are doing this particularly well?
It varies from year to year, right? We've seen Social Security Administration consistently do good work in this area. They use applicant flow data to figure out, you know, how are we doing on any given job announcement? Are we attracting people from all segments of society? They have Hispanic employment program managers as well as program managers for other communities where they're looking at representation. I know they also use their employee resource groups to do outreach to the community, and they have a really strong relationship with different organizations that reach out to the Hispanic community. We see those things working consistently.
Talk a little bit about that outreach component. What do agencies have to do in terms of the broader outreach?
It was interesting. When we had our Hispanic Employment Council meeting a couple weeks ago, folks talked about how they would actually go and share information about USA Jobs with people. You know, here in the Beltway, we think everybody knows about USA Jobs, but when you actually get out in the field, folks aren't as acclimated with it. So they not only show it to them, they share how it works, and then they share how they can build resumes. And those are the kinds of things, those deep dives in the community, that kind of outreach that's very meaningful.
When OPM has talked with Hispanic communities across the country, what are some of the things they tell you about why they don't apply for government jobs, or perhaps they have applied and just been rejected? What do they say to you?
Yeah, so from personal experience, there's a couple different things I hear. One is I didn't even know these jobs existed in this part of the country. So there's this misunderstanding that most of the jobs are in the D.C. area when, in fact, 85% of the jobs are in the field. So that's one thing they tell us. The other thing is folks don't even know about USA Jobs, which seems pretty obvious that they need to know about what exists for them to even apply. So those are really the two most common things we get.
And when you look at some of the details in this report, for example, there was one that I had to look at twice. The Environmental Protection Agency hired one Hispanic in fiscal 2014. Is that a sign to OPM? Do you then move into action in some respect?
Well, so usually what we find is that when we see very low numbers, it's because very few people were hired.
Sure.
In any given year, right? Where we can make the greatest progress is when an agency is hiring a lot of people at one time, and we see that again and again. I'll tell you, when we look overall, all the large agencies reported increases. So 20 agencies actually increased Hispanic representation, and the five other large agencies remained exactly the same. So that isn't a reason for concern necessarily when we look at those hiring numbers, because often if they're not hiring a lot, we're not going to see a lot.
You produce this report every year, but then what do you do with it after that?
We work directly with the agencies. So the office I used to work in, the Office of Diversity and Inclusion, really does those deep dives with the agencies into what precisely is happening. We have feedback assistance roundtables where we talk about the strategies they're employing, make suggestions about where they might be able to improve. And we've been doing a lot of training on how you can use your data better to help you make those strategic, smart, data-driven decisions.
All right, let's talk about some of the things that I know OPM is moving forward on and that you hope will increase the number of Hispanics even higher in the government. You mentioned USA Jobs a couple of times. You're revamping it. How is that going to help?
Well, so there's a couple of different things. When you make a user experience simpler and more approachable, you know you're going to drive more people to it, right? So that's what we expect to happen. We think that if we make it an easier, more engaging process, that more people will be interested. And since historically Latinos have not necessarily been applying to USA Jobs, not aware that it existed, we want to make sure it's the friendliest process we can create. We're also making better use of the data that we're able to collect through USA Jobs. We're creating hiring heat maps on hiring, so hiring managers can think about where they're doing their strategic recruitment, and we're just being a little bit smarter about how we use that technology.
What's coming down the pipeline?
You know, we're seeing a whole range of things, everything from, you know, social media channels to resume mining to, you know, being able to better call through that data and find out how we can be strategic about recruitment. We're also, and that's for the agency, right? What, from an employee point of view, or I should say a applicant point of view, we're looking at how this can be more of a career site rather than just a job board. And we're going to be seeing that in the next year or so.
So to navigate, because even if people can get to those job ads on usajobs.gov, even if they know they exist, they're often written, quite frankly, in bureaucratic language that those of us on the outside wouldn't easily understand.
Yeah, that's a great point, Emily, and we're right there with you. We've been doing a lot of training around our job announcements, right? Let's make them in plain English. Let's make sure that someone who hasn't ever served in government can understand what those mean. So we've been doing a lot of training on that. In 2015 alone, we've already trained hundreds of HR practitioners on how to do those better job announcements, and we're going to start working with hiring managers to help them understand their role in it, because that's that first impression and that first opportunity to engage someone to get them to apply.
As part of your revamp of usajobs.gov, you're also working on a social media strategy. Tell me about that.
Sure. So what we've been doing is creating spotlight ads on USA Jobs. And what's fascinating is it's really driving a lot of people to these applications and to these positions. And we're seeing really robust talent and a diverse cut from across the country. So we're excited about that work. And we've been developing social media tools with the agencies. We know some of them are using LinkedIn and other such communities, and we're getting great results because of it.
And are these targeted at certain people? For example, with LinkedIn, are agency recruiters actually scouting for people who have the qualifications?
I think it varies from agency to agency, but it's also just getting out that news. I can tell you a great example. I believe it was the FAA did a lot of work around their social media, and then they went out and did that targeted recruitment through their employee resource groups. And as a result, they got just great diversity and really highly qualified candidates across the board.
Let's talk a little bit about more inside the federal government. There are more Hispanics in the senior executive service than there were a year ago. If I've got my numbers right, 5.5% of SES members in fiscal 2014 were Hispanic, and that's a 2% bump from the year before. What do you attribute that to?
So what we are seeing is that's the new hire rate, right? So we went from 3.5 in 2013 to 5.5 in 2014 of new hires to the SES are Hispanic. And we think that has a lot to do with the work that agencies have been doing to develop their GS-15s or GS-14s for leadership positions. We have also been working with many of the nonprofits who are interested in this work and providing, you know, training on how to get into the SES, and working with just kind of the whole community to create awareness around how to get into the SES and creating a framework for that.
So what are they doing? What are agencies doing differently now that they didn't do a couple years ago?
We're seeing a whole range of things. I mean, I can think of a few agencies who, when they have a candidate development program, work very hard to get all members of their agency excited, all the community, making sure employees are aware of the opportunities. It might sound silly or trite to say just telling someone, hey, have you considered the program, really elevates their idea of themselves in their mind, and they want to apply to things. And so it's being mindful. It's really that engagement piece that we've been working on so hard through the president's management agenda. We've been applying those principles to even how we develop our leaders.